Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Is it Wednesday already? And part of me is saying that as an exclamation, and then the other part of me is saying, I don't know, what day of the week is it again? So, yeah, it's Wednesday, or as the Germans say, Mittwoch, middle of the week. So, good to have you with us, and I want to start off today. First of all, I do wish to tell you that if you go to the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, I post all kinds of pictures from you guys. I will post your classic car pictures, a classic car that you own that you'd like to see on my Facebook page. Your pets. You love your pets. And actually, Aaron from Toronto gave me that idea the other day when he called in. And I asked him to send a picture of his dog. He did. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Why not have Pets of the Day on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page? Also, Wildlife of the Day and a subspecialty, Bird of the Day. Now, frankly, we've had a lot of hawks, had a lot of great blue herons, a bunch of different kinds of birds, other birds of prey like osprey. We've had some bald eagles, but all of those pictures of the stuff that you find kind of cool, send me the picture. I'll be happy to put it up on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. And if I don't get you the first time, you know, keep sending it to me. Not every day, but sometimes what happens is I get so many emails that I lose track of things. So if I didn't put your photo up and you're angry with me because I didn't, please try again, and eventually I'll see it and get to it. I got a lot of pictures coming in, but my email is pretty easy. It's tom@wben.com. Item of business before we plunge ahead, your garage door. Do you have an ugly garage door? Well, you can win a brand new door from Clopay. Enter for your chance to win the Hamburg Overhead Door Ugliest Garage Door Contest. A grand prize winner will be picked on September 2nd. Enter by Sunday, August 28th. At WBEN.com. So the first part of the show, this is going to sound like South Park, the movie, but I want to talk about the economy and stuff, politics and stuff. No, I want to talk about the economy and stuff. And there's no special order or arrangement to this, but there's just a few things that I'd like to get into that I don't think I've properly covered that I want to find out where you are on these particular issues. First of all, something that I've done before, and I want to visit it again because I think there's more meat on the bone. Like when you're eating ribs and you think you finished the rib, but then right at the end of the rib, you find that delicious morsel of meat. It's kind of like that, except I'm not going to eat you. Cannibalism, we tend to frown on this program. But the whole remote working situation, and whether or not you are as productive as you were when you were at the office. Just so many questions revolve around this. Like, are you, as I said, are you as productive at home? as you are when you are in the office. Without naming your employer, how do you guys operate? How in your work life, what is it like? Do you have to be there in person, or are you doing it from home? Or do you do it from home, but then sometimes you do it remotely, the notorious hybrid model? I'm very curious about this because, as it turns out, I have friends who are in both extremes of the situation. I have friends who are, they have to be at work. They physically must be there. The job is not going to get done unless they are physically there. But I know people, and I'm sure you do as well, and maybe I'm talking to you, who do everything remotely from home. I know a young lady who is a nurse who is able to work from home. Now, obviously, she's not putting Foleys in people, but more of an administrative position. But there's no reason why this person needs to go into the office. Now, here at the radio station, and I hope I'm not telling tales out of school, but it is dead most days. Now, we still have account executives, otherwise known as salespeople. We still have those people bringing in the revenue so we can stay on the air and I can afford my jars of pickles. We do have salespeople here, but I rarely see them. Rarely are they around. Is it raining outside? Yeah, it's raining outside. It's raining like big fat raindrops. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, what's going on outside? And it turns out it's rain. It's just been so long that it's tough to say. Is that rain, or I'm just not used to wet stuff coming from the clouds? So anyway, as far as working at the radio station, we have a situation where, frankly, the big boss man, I don't see him that much. He is able to do most of his work from home. Tim Wenger. Now, he is, I would say Tim is doing a kind of a hybrid schedule, but he's more here than he is not here. But there's no reason why Tim Wenger needs to be here 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. Everything he needs to do, he can do from home. And of course, when I say everything Tim needs to do, I mean his texts to me saying, "Tom, why did you do that?" Or his text to me saying, "Be sure to wear a light jacket." So I want to know what your situation is, because there are some CEOs, and I'm sure you've seen the articles, CEOs around the country, the multi-gazillionaires, who are sick of work at home. They do not believe that you are as productive as you are when you are at the office. They're trying to get people to come back to work, but nobody wants to. It's like people got so used to working at home during the pandemic that the idea of actually showering every day and putting on clothes is anathema to them. They want to work at home in their sweatpants. And I could do that if I wanted to. I've told you this before. Really? For those of you who think I'm smart, guess again. No, not as smart as you give me credit for being. Because with the price of gas and everything else, the rational, intelligent, scientific analysis would conclude, Tom, you can do your job from home. Why are you putting miles on your car? Why are you going through tires? Why are you filling up the gas tank? Why are you going into work when you could actually simply do things from home? And for my individual personal preference, I prefer to be here at the radio station. It's really strange. And maybe whatever it is you do for a living, you can relate. This radio business has been a big part of the fabric of my life for over 40 years.
you could take any radio station anywhere in the country and drop me in the middle of it, and you know what? I'm going to feel just fine. I'm going to feel at home. Same thing with television stations. I feel at home. And for whatever reason, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think just personally for me, I think that it's best for me to have a physical stage of a radio station on which to perform. But that's illogical. I understand that. I could save myself a lot of money if I would just do the show from home. But I believe the performance is better when I'm actually there. Or should I say here, because I'm not at your house right now. If I am, you got a doppelganger on your hands. Please be careful. So as far as your situation, what is your work environment right now? How are you working? Are you physically there or are you working remotely? What do you prefer? Have your bosses started to drop hints like, you know, during the pandemic, the remote work thing was pretty good and there was a good reason for it, but we'd really like to see more of your smiling face around the office. That is going over like a wet fart in church with a lot of people because, I can't say most because I don't know that as an empirical data measured fact, but it seems to me that there are a lot of people, maybe you, who got very used to working at home and the office just seems so 2018. It is so yesterday because the way you work is from home. And again, getting back to people who need to be there. If you work at in the auto industry locally, whether you're in sales or whether you're in manufacturing, obviously you need to be on the job. You have to be there. If you work at one of the grocery stores, you need to be there because bodies need to stock the shelves. Apparently, people working the registers, that's become a thing of the past because now we also have to self-check out in a lot of cases, or so I'm told. The phone number on WBEN is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, for those of you who are younger people and maybe your first real job was during the pandemic, if you think about it, if you've been working remotely, that is all you know. You are not habituated or used to coming into the office to do your thing. You believe that you are entitled, and I'm not using that word to be a Karen, and I apologize to all Karens out there, but you are, okay, you're not being a Tom, how's that? You're not being an entitled snob, okay? It's just the way you do your work. On the other hand, Starbucks people, not to name a place, but they've been in the news quite a bit. You have to be there. If you are a bartender or in the service industry, you need to be there. You can't check people into a hotel from home. That would be rather difficult. And plus, you being there in person when somebody checks in as a couple after midnight without luggage, you don't get to smirk to yourself. But what is your work situation right now? And what should your work situation be? The people I know who work from home, and there are quite a few, honestly, they have made very compelling arguments, and I'm sure they could make them on this show today, as to why they don't need to be in the office. I know people, and I'm sure you do too, who work for various branches of the government. And I'm not talking about the alphabet soup. Well, actually, I guess I am, but not those alphabet soup people, the other ones. I know people who work government jobs, and they are perfectly able to do their work from home. There is no reason There's no logic to them getting up, shaving, putting on a suit and tie, and going into the office. Because if productivity is the metric by which we are all judged in our job performance, their productivity is just fine. Thank you very much. So where are you working? Not the name of the business, but are you doing it from home? Are you doing it at work? Are you doing a hybrid? And what would you prefer? And are your employers, well, is your employer, you personally, because it's just you and me on the radio here, what are they saying about a return to work? You know, we have at the radio station, we had a lot of square footage. I mean, a lot of square footage. We have done away with, I'm not sure what the figure is, maybe 30% of the space we used to have because we don't have the bodies here. Literally, and maybe you can relate if you're somebody who has to be or chooses to be physically on your job, okay? I come in here and the sales cubicles are generally empty. Every now and again, you'll see a salesperson, an account executive once a week, but they're clearly doing their jobs. This radio station isn't exactly wanting for commercials. So they're obviously doing their job and they're able to do it just fine from home. And if they need to meet with a client, they can go meet face to face with a client. They can do it over Zoom or whatever. And it makes a lot of sense. And I was thinking too, with all of the concern about the environment and so-called man-made climate change, people should be embracing the idea that folks aren't driving into work as much as they used to. We're probably reducing our carbon footprint, saving more for the Hollywood big shots with their private jets to eat up. So where are you working? And is it working for you? And is your boss starting to get antsy about wanting you at the radio station? And, you know, it's I can't believe I've said you know four times during today's show. I rarely say that. But when we had the horrible terrorist attack at Tops on May 14th, I needed to be here at the radio station. Too many things were happening too quickly, and I needed to be in a central location to be able to look at the producer, to be able to call for audio, to be able to get people on the air. And it's like that with most breaking news coverage, and unfortunately, most breaking news coverage is of the tragic variety. Breaking news coverage is very rarely good news. So as much as I enjoy being somebody who is able to communicate what's going on when breaking news is happening, I will confess it is also a little bit spirit-breaking, despite informing the community that too many times I have to inform the community of things that we wish had never happened. And I know Tim Wenger feels the same way. We obviously take pride in our work and we think we're doing a service by bringing you the latest breaking news. But at the same time, both of us are horrified so many times by the stuff on which we actually have to report. But especially in a situation like that, for myself, can't imagine not being here at the radio station because it's a sense of master control. Those of you who served in the Navy, it's almost like a CIC situation on an aircraft carrier. You need to have a central command area, and that's the way I look at a radio station without trying to pretend like I'm some soldier because I'm not, or sailor, or whatever. It is coming up on 228 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to find out about your working situation and whether it's working for you. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, friends, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Evan DePasquale at Master Control under the careful tutelage of Lucas Buckley. Lucas was a rookie about a month ago, and now, all right, you know, seems like just yesterday he was learning how to walk, and now he's teaching people how to ski. Anyway, working at home, remote working, or working in the office, what are you doing and what is your workplace like? This place is like a ghost town. Let's go to John in Jamestown on WBEN. John, hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. I want to make this topic work. I think that there's gold in this hill.
Well, I'm a traveling salesman, outside salesman, I guess I'd put it, for HVAC wholesaler. My average day, anywhere from 50 to 150 miles a day. And, I mean, with the equipment shortages we've been facing, you know, from the ships not getting in to the price, you know, the drastic price increases, gasoline, and just the equipment we're trying to sell, our industry is really being devastated.
Let's talk about the inventory situation, because you're not the first person in HVAC or HVAC who has mentioned that the supplies of a lot of what you are trying to sell simply aren't there. And you think to yourself, we talked to a guy, I want to say it was during the winter, but I can never remember these things, who basically will use Band-Aids, if he has to make sure that people have heat in the winter. It's taking so long to get product in.
Right. We you know, mini splits have become huge. Air source heat pumps, which is New York is really trying to push, wants everybody to jump from fuel to air source heat pumps. Well, they all come from China and Korea, and nobody's been hardly able to get any because they're all sitting out there off of the coast in container ships.
And you mentioned fuel before. My understanding of the situation is The container ships off the coast of California, one of the problems with offloading is California's emission requirements are so strict that the older rigs can't exactly pull up into port and have product loaded onto them. So it's compounding the situation unnecessarily.
Yes, and you know, with the prices, you know, even stuff like copper, copper tubing, the quality of the copper is not as good as it was 20 years ago. So things, I mean, a lot of things that were always made in copper, now people are coming out with aluminum, line sets, A-coils, things like that. It's forcing an involvement in this industry that's amazing.
Well, that's one of the things, actually, you must be psychic. One of the other aspects to this topic that I want to get into as the show moves along, because I think there's so much here that needs to be discussed. But did the pandemic change the way in which you conduct business at all, or being in outside sales, there was no difference at all?
I had to stay inside during the first 6 months of the pandemic. Couldn't go out and do my job. I had to do it on the phone or, you know, wearing a mask in the office. But since then, they've released us back out. So we're out to see the people. But, I mean, it's, you know, you had a lot more camaraderie, it seemed like, before. The pandemic changed things. Everybody's a little less likely to want to reach out and shake your hand and thank you.
Well, I am surprised that handshakes actually have come back. I thought during the pandemic that the handshake had become a thing of the past, and it has not. The handshake is back. Very, very strong custom, apparently, in our society anyway. But the situation that I want to get into as well is, what can you not find? And I want to get into the staffing situation as well, because believe it or not, you know something really stupid, John? There is, I don't cook at home. I eat at restaurants, and because I'm lazy, I just got to tell you. But twice in the past 3 weeks, one of my favorite joints, what do you think they've run out of? It's a salad thing. I'll give you a hint.
Croutons.
Behold! Check out the big brain on John. Croutons. How did you know that?
Just a guess.
Well, is it?
I like them on my salad. It's one of the things I like on a salad. It's something you can't grab out of a garden.
No, that I'll tell you. But I can't believe it. It's just silly things such as croutons. I don't know why they've run out of them. It's not like they're selling more salad than they used to. And do you know what the price? One of the products for which the prices have gone sky high at restaurants is, you want to take a guess on this one too, Gene Dixon?
Steak?
Well, the price of potatoes. The price of potatoes is through the roof. So people think, well, it's just an order of French fries. The cost of the potatoes that go into the French fries has gone up. Meanwhile, the cost, and if you're in the restaurant industry and you have different information than I invite your call. I'm never going to get angry if you correct a misfact that I put out there. But the price of wings is going back down again to the restaurants, but the restaurants aren't lowering the price to the customer.
A little price gouging on our wings.
Well, maybe they don't want to go through the expense of changing the menus, but some of the restaurants, as you might know, they list wings like lobster at market price. But if you're in the restaurant industry and you're having a hard time getting something, this falls under the domain of what we're talking about today with the economy and stuff. So, John, do you have any light? And plumbing, by the way, plumbing products are also not as readily available as they used to be. We had Don from Plumbing Help Now on as a guest probably 6, maybe 8 months ago, and he was telling people back then, if you think you're going to need a hot water tank, get it now. If you think you're going to need a replacement toilet, get it now. Because he saw what was happening in the plumbing industry, a shortage of raw material.
Right. And supply and demand, as you know, as long as they know that there is a shortage on them, the price is going to skyrocket.
Well, this is true. And as somebody who's out on the road a lot, let me ask you this question. Have you noticed that more and more gas stations, more and more frequently, have the plastic bags taped over the nozzle because they're out of that grade of gasoline?
I ran into that about 2 weeks ago when I was out on the road, yeah. And I just assume I'm just used to being able to go from station to station and get it. So I let it run down fairly low, and I had a couple days where I got myself pretty nervous and was really kicking myself in the butt for letting it get down that low.
Yeah, well, that's something you definitely don't want to do in the middle of winter, especially in Jamestown or Chautauqua County, because you could be in the middle of nowhere real fast, and you really want to walk uphill.
Yeah, last thing you want to do is be down in Pennsylvania around Mount Jewett up in the mountains, with no gas.
Yeah. So is there any indication in the HVAC industry as to when the equipment is going to start flowing again?
Well, we're starting to see some. For a while, we couldn't even sell a cast iron boiler because no sections. I'm assuming they all get, I'm assuming China does all our casting now. But things like that are actually, we couldn't sell cast iron boilers for about 8 months. We finally got some in. So things like that, there is start more and more coming back.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. You've entered into one of the cell phone dead zones right now, John. One of the, that's not us. That's the cell phone situation. John, thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to the show, I would like to know, and this is, I'm a little bit nosy about your life. I don't spy on you late at night, or do I? I try not to anyway. It's a thing that I've tried to walk away from. But with your work life, tell us all about your work life. Are you working in the office? Are you working at home? Or are you doing a hybrid thing? And John mentioned a great word there. I hope some of you caught it. Camaraderie. There is, at a workplace, a big part of your success or lack thereof at a workplace is the sense of camaraderie that you have with the other people with whom you work. We heard a lot, remember in the 80s and 90s, if you're that old, team building. We're going to build a team. And they'd send you to these dumbass retreats where they'd put you on a blanket and then people at work would have to throw you into the air and catch you in the blanket to demonstrate what a team you were and how important everybody was to the functioning of the whole. You remember that nonsense. Uh-huh. So, well, now we were too cheap to do it back then. But are you working at home? Are you working remotely? What would you prefer to do? Is there anybody listening to my voice right now who is working remotely who wants to go back to the office? You feel like you're stuck at home. You miss the people with whom you work. You want to go back to the office, but you can't. How about this? If you are somebody who has been working remotely and your employer is now saying, we need you here. And there have been some big names in the news recently at famous places who have gotten themselves into social media backlash by saying, remote workers are mailing it in. I guess they are emailing it in. But remote workers aren't working as hard as when people are at the office. And once you start working at home, you kind of resent the idea of going back to the office. And I want to get the Bowerly audience's take on this particular situation. Also, to add to this magnificent topic is the idea, short staffing. Everybody is short staffed. Everybody is short staffed. The pharmacy I go to is so short staffed, they have shut down their drive-thru. You no longer can just drive up to the window and pick up your meds and drive on. You have to actually get out of the car and walk in somewhere. They've done away with the drive-thru. They've also added a half-hour lunch for the people in the pharmacy. And when I go to the pharmacy, a lot of times there will be one pharmacist, maybe one assistant, and one person at the register. And if you are somebody who has to take a lot of drugs, and I am, all legal, heart drugs, you might notice that it's taking longer and longer to get your scripts filled. Yeah, they're not quite as efficient as they used to be. And I don't blame the business, and I don't blame the people who work at the pharmacy. It just is the situation right now. But have you seen the articles online from people saying, all this talk about short staffing is a bunch of BS. I put in 80 job applications and didn't get one call back. You tell me, is it really a staffing shortage, or are businesses using the cover of the pandemic to go lean and mean and not hire people? Are they, in other words, are they crying crocodile tears over staffing? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, if you tell these folks that I got to do this, and then I'll be back to the calls, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. I'm grouping a whole bunch of topics into one overall thing we're calling the economy and stuff. Like all political and stuff from South Park. Here is Howard in Amherst. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I work from home and I dig it. I like it more than working at the office, and I'm more productive this way.
Tell us what kind, without naming the employer, of course, what kind of work do you do?
Tech support, like software support and a little bit of software sales.
So what was your life prior to the pandemic?
Just going to the office and doing exactly what I'm doing at home, except I'd have to go outside to have a smoke, and I'd be interrupted by people coming in to just talk about, you know, BS. For now, I don't have any of those interruptions, and I can get a whole lot more done.
But do you miss having people around you? I don't know if you're married or what your situation is, but doesn't it get kind of lonely?
No, the wife is here for most of it, and I'm about 30 years older than most of the people in my company. So it's, you know, I'm the only one with real gray hair, not fake dyed gray hair. And now, like you, I've got the maturity of a 12-year-old sometimes, so yeah. It kind of fits in. But, you know, we just don't talk on the same thing. They're talking about bands I don't know about, and I wear a Black Sabbath T-shirt, and they think it's a relic or something.
Okay, that was funny. I'm not going to lie. So you said that you are more productive at home than you were at work, and that is because you're not being interrupted?
Yeah, and I can smoke at my desk. I don't have to get up and go outside.
And you also, what was the other thing that you mentioned? You're not being interrupted. Oh, and as far as missing people at a social level at work, that's not really a factor for you because you don't really fit in. You're not part of their cohort.
Right. And, you know, we used to every once in a while go to the neighborhood bar. But, yeah, it was just, it's a generational thing, I think, where you're kind of limited to what you're talking about.
Well, depending on your level of conversational ability, one of the things that you might find helpful is, because you're an IT guy, so I automatically think geek, but one of the things that is helpful is instead of saying I, me, mine, say you, yours. It makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, I mean, I get along famously with everybody, and I do go into the office about maybe once a month for a meeting, you know, mandatory meeting. And when I go in there, it's like a rock star. It's like, hey, because there's a bunch of new people there, right? The boss has been hiring. Matter of fact, with me having a workstation that consists of a VPN box sitting in a server room somewhere, he's got room to hire more people. And they all are familiar with my level of work, and they always are. They come to me like, hey, can I touch your shirt because you're like Jesus over here? So it's awesome.
Wow, you are able to take care of the king's evil. That's outstanding. You've got this magical, mystical, majestic touch. That is pretty cool. So do you think,
a couple of things. Number one, is your employer going to keep all of the office space? Because I happen to think we're going to see a huge super glut of office space, especially in the major metropolitan areas.
Well, my boss owns the building where the office is, and he just spent a ton of money remodeling it with new walls, new partitions, and everything else because we added more people. And as far as people saying that they put out 800 resumes and get no phone calls, our biggest thing was getting people to commit, and they maybe come in, do a day on the job, and never come back, or not even show up on the first day anyway.
Or stiff the interview.
Yeah, right.
Do you know how many times we've heard that story, and we're going to get into that, and everything else that we've already talked about in the time ahead. And I just want to let you know that with your phone call and our conversation, I believe that I took 6 minutes away from your productive workday.
That's okay. I'm taking lunch right now.
All right. Thanks very much, Howard. I appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right. Guys and ladies, this show is about you. And one of the questions, and I'm going to expand the pool here a little bit. I'm going to add more water to it coming up after the news at 3 o'clock with Tom Puggett. But your work situation, are you working from home? Are you working from the office, hybrid? Is your boss starting to breathe down your neck about, we need everybody back at the office? And I'm thinking to myself, if working from home is, you'll forgive me for saying it, the new normal, office buildings are going to be almost like things of the past, aren't they? Have you been, and I haven't been, and I, folks, I love New York City. Don't like the politics of it, but I love New York, and I love the people in New York City. Not going to lie. But it's been a few years since I've been in Manhattan, standing outside a hotel room watching the world go by. And I don't know if the streets of Manhattan are as they used to be. I've seen pictures of noontime in Manhattan, and it looks pretty empty to me. So I don't know if we have any listeners in New York City or those of you who've been to New York City lately, but what is it like? Or how about Chicago or LA? Those would be other examples. But New York is so heavily concentrated, Manhattan, that I'd love to know if it's dead on the streets there or if it still is like it used to be. You just basically travel with the herd, walk into Macy's and buy yourself some really cool clothes. All right, it is 2:58 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you call in now, you're going to be on hold. So why don't you wait till about 5 minutes after 3 and then call on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.